You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. The best way to start our 150th episode of Neon Jazz is with Kansas City, Kansas native and jazz legend, Dr. Nathan Davis, with the 2011 song Parisian Hoedown, and he knew a thing or two about Paris. This hard-bop jazz multi-instrumentalist is fluent on the tenor sax, soprano sax, bass clarinet, and the flute. He has shared the stage with legends over his career, with cats like Eric Dolphy, Kenny Clarke, Ray Charles, Slide Hampton, and the great Art Blakey. Speaking of Paris, he arrived there in 1962, and in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he told me that he played exclusively with Kenny Clarke, and everyone under the sun wanted to jam with him. So, at that point, he saw all the jazz action that the 60s Paris could offer, and it was rich. The esteemed jazz teacher has a PhD from Wesleyan University and has been a professor of music and a director of jazz studies at the University of Pittsburgh since 1969. In fact, he was the first in this country, as he told me, to be a musician that crossed over into teaching, making it the institution for musicians to want to get involved with. Over the years, he has set up seminars, concerts, recording studios, and he's inspired countless jazz careers. And he has penned an opera as well. In 2004, he penned the opera entitled Just Above My Head, and I think he was a little above ours. In April of 2014, he came right on back to Kansas City and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Jazz Museum, a very well-deserved honor and kind of a full-circle event for Dr. Davis. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Dr. Nathan Davis, right here in Kansas City. Each and every week for 150 shows strong now, we give you the best jazz we can cull from our auditory garden. And man, this next one from the jazz garden is a tasty one. Here's the great Irish-American trumpet, cornet, and guitar player, Bobby Hackett, with the tune Big Spender. And he was...
Thank you.
That was celebrated tenor and soprano saxophonist Dan Falk with the 2007 tune Those Dirty Blues off his Spirits in the Night album. Dan has recorded with jazz's legendary masters on a handful of CDs, like Barry Harris, Jimmy Heath, J.J. Johnson, Wayne Shorter, and the great James Spalding. For nearly 2 years, Dan was a full-time member of the J.J. Johnson Quartet until he retired from music. In addition to his extensive performance career, Dan has served as the director of jazz studies and a professor at State University of New York at Stony Brook and a professor at City University of New York, New York College. He is currently focusing on his performing career, and he's also writing a book on jazz improvisation that should be one to pick up. Coming at you next on this 150th episode of Neon Jazz is New York City tenor sax man Jeff Hackworth with the song Blues and a Few off his latest 2014 release you should pick up called Soul to Go. Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm Joe Domino.
That was the busy band leader, jazz trumpeter, flugelhornist, and cornetist Billy Butterfield with the 2004 song Says My Heart off his Soft Strut album. He studied cornet with Frank Simmons, but later switched to studying medicine. He did not give up on music, though, and he quit medicine after finding success as a trumpeter. Did you catch that? On October 7, 1940, during his brief stay with Artie Shaw's orchestra, he performed what has been described as a legendary trumpet solo on the hit song Stardust, and he was forever put down in the lore of jazz. His music was sweet medicine to all those jazz ears in the audience. Coming at you next on the show is tenor sax man Keith Oxman with the 2006 song Dues in Progress off his album called Soul Eyes.
Thank you. This is Laura Ainsworth, and I'm listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. The gentleman is not a dope.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me, huh? Man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big guy. But when that sweet talking's done, oh, man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rain is falling, hear that train a-calling, ooh-wee. My mama told me, hear that lonesome whistle blow across the trestle, ooh-wee. My mama told me, ooh-wee, oh, cliggity-clack, echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the wherever the fall winds blow. I've been in some big towns, heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. Oh, a man is a two-faced, oh, worrisome thing, leave you to sing the blues in the night. Right, there's blues in the night.
That was an exceptional jazz voice there, Banu Gibson, with the tune Blues in the Night off a 2009 album called Sings More Johnny Mercer. This swinging jazz singer is one of the very few vocalists of her generation to maintain exclusive loyalty to songs of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Rather than mimic singers of the past, she mixes fresh renditions of Tin Pan Alley standards and jazz classics by Gershwin, Ellington, Berlin, Carmichael, Waller, Porter, and others. Our next powerful jazz voice on the show comes from New York City big band era singer B. Wayne with the song I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls.
My name was renowned with fame. I also dreamt, which pleased me most, that you love me still the same, that you love me the same, that you love me the
That was trombonist and leader Earl Spencer with his orchestra with the tune Bolero and Boogie. After playing in the band that he led from 1946 to 49, the trombonist gave up playing entirely, due partly to a heart murmur, due partly to the hard economics of the big bands of the 40s, and mainly due to the band's record label, Black and White Records, which went out of business in October of 49. Things do happen in threes, eh? Our next musician is a very talented one. Here's saxophonist, multi-woodwind instrumentalist, composer, and educator, Aaron Irwin, with his group in tow on the 2008 song Sprung Off, off an album that's quite tasty called Blood and Thunder.
Thank you.
That was the great pianist Rene Paulo with the tune Moon Over Mancura. He grew up in Hawaii, and his musical background was originally in classical music. He studied briefly at the Juilliard School of Music in New York, and soon thereafter, he branched out into improvisation. Listening to jazz pianists like Art Tatum, Fats Waller, Earl Father Hines, and Boogie Woogie style pianists. To this day, he is Hawaii's favorite and most famous pianist, and man, could Rene swing. Staying in that piano vibe here on this 150th show, here's pianist Faulkner Evans right out of Oklahoma with the tune Slightest Movement off his 2011 album, The Point of the Moon. Again, that was Faulkner Evans with the song Slightest Movement. And taking us out of this episode, 150 shows of Neon Jazz, is pianist and arranger John Sheridan with I'll See You in My Dreams. And speaking of, this show has been a dream of mine. After 150 hours, I want to thank the man that brought this dream to fruition, one of the finest people ever, Mr. John Christopher.
You're welcome.
You're one cool cat, Daddy-O.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And like, if you like what you heard, let us know. Drop us a line at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thus wrappeth up another show, and this is what our
sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. Never could see it either.
What'd you call me?
Sasquatch. No.
Sasquatch.
Our sesquicentennial, we say,
is there a footprint over here?
Our 150th show, ladies and gentlemen, to you we raise a toast.
Thank you very, very much for tuning in, and here's to 150 more and whatever 300's called.
We lift a zap to y'all.
Neon Jazz.